People have already felt compelled to do a little extra watering of their lawns and gardens because of the lack of rain, but when you add in the intense heat and the temperature going up to 99 degrees, then what should you be doing to keep things from drying up? Joining us now, WTOP Garden Editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior. So, Mike, what is your advice on watering when it gets this hot?
It's the same as moving around in the midday in this kind of weather. Less is more. What people need to do to try to keep their lawns as green as possible is to hold back on cutting the lawn during this kind of weather. You only damage it if you cut it during a dry heat wave. And whatever you do, do not feed your lawn. No matter what that idiot says during the ball game ads, your lawn is not hungry in the summertime unless you have Bermuda or Zoysia grass. Feeding a cool season lawn will burn it right up right now.
Now, what about some trees or plants that you've put in sometime during the spring here? What should we be doing for them?
Treating them like a newborn baby. That's an excellent point. Anything that went into the ground this spring should be watered slowly and deeply. Once a week, you should take your hose, take the nozzle off, let it drip at the base of that plant all night long. Turn it on as a drip at 10 o'clock at night and turn it off 8 o'clock the next morning. Next night, move it to the next plant. That's also how you should water your lawn, not with a slow drip. But if you're going to water your lawn, you need to apply a couple hours at a time, no more than twice a week. If you water it a little bit every day, the roots will never grow deep, and you'll have no protection against drought stress.
Are there any times you can skip watering, Mike?
Anytime we get an inch of water a week, no matter how hot it is, if we get an inch of water in a given week from rain, then you should skip water. Overwatering is the biggest human cause of plant death.
Isn't that amazing? All right, Mike, have a great weekend. Stay cool. We'll talk to you again next Friday. WTOP Garden Editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior.